Hello. What day is it? I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. So tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow I'll be at this place in Astoria, QED. And you should go if you're in New York. I don't know where you are. I know some people are in California, out west, England. I'm assuming there's a couple Australians listening. Australians love podcasts. They're huge fans of podcasts. I'd be always surprised by how many times I'd be contacted by Australians. But I don't know what I was going to say there. Anyway, and I forgot to say I was in Schenectady Saturday night, and that was a lot of fun. And if you were there and didn't tell me, you should have told me. And if you could have gone and didn't, you should have went, because it was a good time. And Schenectady is very small, as you can imagine just by the name. That doesn't sound like a big town, does it? Schenectady. It's like, but they have like a downtown, and there's nobody on it. Like, it was 7 o'clock Saturday night. The CVS was closed. Every store was closed. There was a couple of restaurants open and a movie theater where after the show, me and Jacqueline went to go see the late showing of Breaking In, which is another triumph for the cinema. Every movie's great with MoviePass, but, you know, if you just put together a good, shitty movie of vengeance, of criminals taking over the house, and you, and then, well, not you, the you know, in this case, the, but you live through the people fighting back. I enjoy that movie. But there's nobody on the street except for these, like, eight anonymous protesters. Like, they had the anonymous mask, the Guy Fawkes mask, and they're holding up computers and iPads that says stuff, but nothing like of substance. Like, you don't know what they're protesting. It'd be just like a cow. And I don't think Anonymous gets into the rights of the cow. I thought it had a deeper meaning than just like save the cows or something. I kind of wanted to ask them, but they also seemed like they were being silent for a reason. But they were like protesting the note to me. Basically, I'm the only person walking by. There's nobody else on the street, and I'm like, I'm on your side, man. I'm all for Anonymous. I think they were doing anything bad. I thought they were kind of done, because they all, like, the main guys got arrested. But they always seem to be cool. Kick it out. But these guys didn't even seem like that. There's not eight first string Anonymous in Schenectady. I mean, when Albany's not that far from there, the state capital. I think if you're going to protest somewhere in that area, take it on over to Albany. Also not a big town. Everything outside of New York City and the state of New York is like kind of the country. Even like if you go not even that far, my dad is from about an hour north of New York City in Westchester County, which is considered a suburb of New York. Like the commuter rail stops in the town where my dad's from. But like, I remember my, like, people from that town, because my grandmother lived there, and you talked to like my dad's friends from high school, they had like southern accents. Like, they adopted a southern accent up there. Like, they wear like country, they listen to country music, and they're kind of rednecky. And then they work at IBM. They're not even, it would make more sense if you were like, I work on a farm. I rustle cattle. Of course I'm going to listen to country music. And it's just like, no, you work in an office, but you got a pickup truck for some reason. And I'm not saying a pickup truck's not fun. People are going to ask you to help them move, though. Short-sighted. Unless you, like, need a pickup truck. Why do you want people to be always asking how, yo, I bought this couch off Craigslist, dog. And you got a pickup truck, which means you got to go get it. And then what are you going to be like? No, I can't. I won't. I'm never going to go get your couch. You're going to go get the couch. I got a couch. Burrow. Right? They're not a sponsor, but they should be. They should be a sponsor of this podcast. Burrow couch. We got one, and then something was fucked up with it. They just sent us another couch. They sent it in the mail, and it comes in boxes. I probably talked about it when we got it the first time. I don't know if this... Yeah. But man, they're heavy. And I live on the 5th floor. That's right, I walk up 5 floors every time I come to my apartment. Not a big deal, I'm used to it. Apartment I was in before this, 5th floor walk up. I don't fuck around. You can live where you want to live in this neighborhood if you're willing to walk up some stairs. I mean, in this city. You can do better. You get it. You understand how real estate works? Location, location, location. As they say, that would be the joke. But there's 3 L's. Like, oh, yeah, what's the 3 L's? Location. Oh, okay, what's that second L? Location. What's that third one? Also location. Well, I get how you're... emphasizing the importance of location here. I didn't really understand. I knew it was important, but I didn't realize it's so important that it's 3 things. What the hell is this? Okay. Let me look at the news. Roseanne, eh? That's the big news yesterday. Roseanne getting canceled. And then some people are mad. I don't know why you'd be mad. You tweet something really racist, you get canceled. That's how it works. Nobody's like, that's not the first time that's happened. And you know what? When I get famous, guess one thing I'm definitely not going to do is fucking tweet. I tweet because I'm not famous. And I don't even tweet as much as I should, because I don't. But when I'm famous, I ain't tweeting fucking shit. I ain't like, well, I might speak out for social issues, I guess. You should use your voice for important things, and I guess that's what Roseanne believes that she's doing. She's also she's crazy. I mean, I don't think that's what she was doing with that racist tweet, but when she called that woman, yeah, the Obama advisor, I didn't even want to get into it. I don't even want to repeat it. But besides, like, the racist shit, she's always tweeting fucking crazy right before that same like Twitter thing, he's like, Chelsea Clinton's married to a nephew of George Soros. Why don't you Google that shit first, lady? It's not real. Oh, she's had a hard enough day. She doesn't need me chiming in. I knew somebody who was a writer over there. There's a lot of good writers over there. Now they don't have... they'll get another job. They're talented people. Let's see. Let's do one... Let me find one fun news story. No good. I think there might not be... Oh, no. Yeah, that's the only good story is Roseanne. That's the only happy story that she... That ABC canceled her show. Which... I guess for some people is not a happy story. The people that are racist, they're like, "Hey, what's wrong with that?" The people who are racist that don't think they're racist, that's who are really hurting at these times. I imagine if you know you're racist, because that's really the problem with people is lack of self-awareness. If you are racist and know you're racist, then being called one or having racism be like called out, that probably doesn't affect you. I would think be like, yeah, you'd be like, oh, this racist over here, like, yeah, I'm racist, I think I'm better than other people because I am white. I mean, what don't you get? You gotta keep calling me racist. I don't have to keep calling you, hey, look at this not racist guy. Like, what a fucking dummy. You know? I don't gotta keep doing that. I'm a racist. I hang out with racists. My wife is racist. My kids are racists. But I'm self-aware. You gotta give me that. You don't agree with my racism, which is right, by the way, but I have self-awareness. Thank you. That was him responding to the person agreeing that he is self-aware. But then when you're not racist, when you are racist and don't know it, and someone's like, you're racist, you're like, what? No fucking way, man. How can I be racist when I don't think that I am? You can't. I can't be if I don't. It's like, you're an asshole. No way. No. I don't think I'm an asshole. So that's impossible. And my friend here, he doesn't think I'm an asshole. Well, he's also... If you just replace racist with asshole, it makes a lot more sense. Because that's kind of what it is. It's worse. But it's like, yeah, you don't... Some assholes know that they are. But then they, like, brag about it. And that's annoying. All right. Enough of my yammering. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.